recommend approval of change of zone number 2037 from Mulberry Knoll Associates LLC for a change in zone from the AR1 Agricultural Residential District to the C4 Planned Commercial District based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is an application to rezone a 73.5-acre parcel of land along Route 24 in eastern Sussex County to the C4 Planned Commercial District. The purpose of the C4 district is to encourage carefully planned large-scale commercial, retail, and mixed-use developments as a means of creating a superior shopping, working, and living environment through unified developments and to provide for the application of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future developments and achieving the goals of the comprehensive plan. This purpose is satisfied with this application. Number two, Route 24 is classified by DLDOT as a principal arterial roadway, and this property is within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District, created jointly by DLDOT and Sussex County. This project will have access to Route 24, as well as other adjacent roads. In addition, a TIS was prepared by the applicant's traffic engineers and approved by DLDOT. On top of the improvements required by the TIS, the developer's contributions to roadway improvements within the Henlopen TID are set forth in DLDOT's TIS review letter dated April 30th, 2025. It is estimated that these improvements will cost approximately $10 million. Three, the site is within the commercial area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan and its future land use map, and it has been designated with this classification since the current plan was adopted in 2018. C4 zoning is an appropriate zoning designation within the map's commercial area. As a result, the county anticipated that large-scale commercial development would occur at this location. Therefore, this is not sprawl or uncontrolled growth. Instead, it follows Sussex County's long-term planning goals, designating this as an appropriate area for commercial growth and development. Four, the entire site is cleared farmland that has been in agricultural use for more than a century. There are no environmental features or resources, as that term is defined in the Sussex County Code, on the site. In furtherance of this, the applicant has provided an environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation as part of the application. Five, this site is in an area with a variety of existing uses, including two schools, Delaware State Police Troop 7, a Sussex County EMS paramedic station, BB Hospital's medical campus, land approved for a convenience store, and a variety of housing developments. On the other side of the BB medical campus are intensive commercial uses, including a large hotel, bank, car dealership, and an apartment complex. The site is also less than 1 mile from the Route 1 commercial corridor. This is an appropriate location for C4 zoning and the commercial center proposed by the applicant. Six, the C4 zoning combines a zoning application with site plan review, much like a residential plan community zoning. Here, the applicant has provided a design that includes a wide variety of grocery, retail, restaurant, food service, and other commercial uses in close proximity to many homes. This benefits the residents of this community and other Sussex County residents by reducing the need to travel further away on area roadways for these uses. Seven, there's evidence in the record that the project will have a positive impact on Sussex County's economy. In addition, it will be required to make substantial annual tax payments to the local school district without generating any additional enrollment within that school system. Eight, the use will be served by central water and county sewer. Nine, the site is located along a bus transit route operated year-round by DART that serves Millsboro, Long Neck, and Rehoboth Beach, and bus stops will be provided at the site. 10, the recommended conditions of approval require the proposed gas station to be relocated away from the northeast corner of the site to a more internal location. This removes this more intensive use from the existing wellhead protection area and further away from residential properties. 11, with conditions imposed, the proposed C4 zoning meets the purpose of the Sussex County Zoning Code and Comprehensive Plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county and its residents. 12, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the proposed fuel station shown at the northeast corner of the site shall be moved to a more internal location within the site that is not within a wellhead protection area or adjacent to existing residential properties. This will mitigate any potential harm to the wellhead protection area and will reduce traffic, light pollution, and noise immediately next to homes. In addition, the site shall comply with the applicable requirements of Chapter 89 of the Sussex County Code regarding source water and wellhead protection. B, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination, including specifically the requirements contained in DLDOT's April 30th, 2025 TIS review letter, along with any additional requirements that DLDOT may impose. These roadway improvements will include off-site roadway improvements and signalized entrance constructed to provide safe vehicular and pedestrian access to the site. Given the location and the size of the project, the developer shall coordinate with DLDOT and provide a phasing schedule that shall establish the time frame and phasing of the construction of the commercial buildings and the construction of the off-site entrance and roadway improvements that DLDOT will require as a result of this development. The phasing schedule shall be coordinated between the applicant and DLDOT, and it shall be presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration as part of the final site plan. C, the developer shall cooperate and coordinate with Sussex County and its emergency medical services team to explore the installation of a controlled access interconnection between the county's EMS station on Plantations Road and this site. D, there shall not be any truck deliveries to or from this site via Mulberry Knoll Road until that roadway is fully improved and operational between Route 24 and Cedar Grove Road. There shall be signage installed along the site's Mulberry Knoll Road boundary confirming this prohibition. This shall also be noted on the final site plan. E, there shall not be any waivers granted from the required front yard setback for parking or buildings. This area shall be improved with vegetation to create a visual buffer from Route 24. The nature, type, and location of these plantings shall be presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration on as part of the final site plan. F, there shall be vegetation planted along Mulberry Knoll Road to screen this development from that roadway and the homes located on the opposite side of it. The nature, type, and location of these plantings shall be presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration as part of the final site plan. G, the development shall be connected to the Sussex County Sanitary Sewer System in accordance with the requirements and specifications of the Sussex County Engineering Department. H, the development shall be served by a central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. I, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. J, the final site plan shall include a lighting plan that shows the location of all external luminaries within the site. The plan shall include a photometric plan with contours to show the cumulative spill of all luminaries to be sited relative to adjoining parcels. K, as voluntarily proffered by the applicant and or its successors and assigns shall make a contribution to the Rehoboth Beach Volunteer Fire Company and the Lewis Volunteer Fire Company in the total amount of $100,000. This contribution shall be made on a pro rata basis and equal shares to the two fire companies at the time any certificate of occupancy is issued following the construction of a building within the site based on the square footage of that building as a percentage of the total project square footage of 663,213. This contribution requirement shall be set forth on the final site plan. A copy of this ordinance shall also be provided to both fire companies as a condition of the final site plan approval. L, during site work and initial construction, all dumpsters, roll-off containers, or similar containers for trash and construction debris shall be covered to eliminate trash and construction materials from blowing across this property or onto neighboring and adjacent properties. M, there shall be solid green fencing along the northwestern boundary of the site adjacent to the land and agricultural preservation. The vegetation along this boundary shall be planted on the outside of this fencing between the fence and the property boundary. These plantings shall be of a size and variety to screen the fencing in the rear of this property, and the nature, type, and location of these plantings shall be presented on the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration as part of the final site plan. And all dumpsters and trash containers on the site shall be enclosed and screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. The location of these enclosures shall be shown on the final site plan. O, no structures, buildings, temporary storage containers, including Connex or similar containers, trash compactors shall be located within the parking area or drive aisles to the rear of the site. There shall be signage installed along the rear drive aisle confirming this with the location of the signage shown on the final site plan. This prohibition shall not apply to enclosed dumpster locations approved as part of the final site plan. P, the final site plan shall include the agricultural use protection notice. Q, the final site plan shall depict or note these conditions of approval, and it shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second. Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve change of zone number 2037 for Mulberry Knoll Associates LLC. Mr. Passwaters, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Allen?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I'm voting no because I'm concerned about the traffic considerations and concerns expressed by citizens, and that DelDOT is not going to be able to make the improvements that are needed to alleviate their concerns.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions in the, that were made in the well-crafted motion that we have before us. Motion carries 4-1.